Music there from a great drummer named Rudy Royston, and he has a new record coming out very soon on Greenleaf Music, and you are listening to A Noise from the Deep, the Greenleaf Music Podcast. My name is Michael Bates.
Right, and I'm Dave Douglas, and welcome back. We're going to be talking to Rudy Royston, listening to some music from his new record. As usual, go rate and review us at iTunes. We want people to hear about what we're doing and hear about all the music from the people that we talk to and talk about.
Yeah.
So let us know what's happening, and hope you enjoy the interview. Rudy Royston, good to have you on the podcast.
This is wonderful to be on the podcast.
Well, isn't it? Indubitably.
Indubitably.
We were listening to your tune. How do you pronounce it? Is it Bounds?
Bounds, yeah.
Bounds. What's going on with that?
I love Bounds, man. Bounds is Rockin' Robin. You remember that tune, Rockin' Robin?
I think so.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
It's kind of based off of that kind of vibe. Because, you know, it's like the, you know, tweedle-deedle-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-
I'm having trouble translating that to your tune, Bounds.
Because Bounds, I mean, you know, it's like it's the basis of it. Because Bounds kind of has that thing goes da 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 da.
Right.
So it's just kind of bounced off, you know, based on that. And it's kind of bouncy, you know.
Yes, that's for sure.
It's kind of groovy. So, I just wanted to make a tune with a bass note and a melody note. And that was it. I didn't know anything else about it. I just sort of put chords in it afterwards. But they weren't there originally. It was just the melody note and a bass note. And that's all I wanted to just see what that would sound like.
Right, but then you've got Sam Harris playing this incredible piano solo, and it's this stop and go, stop and start kind of thing.
Yeah.
How is that working? Is that just intuitive, or is there like an instruction?
There's an instruction. It's in there. That's actually part of the form of the tune. But, you know, in that space, it's only about that space you can reset. You know, it's about like phrasing, like just phrase something and then stop and then reset and then, okay, try something else and then stop. You know what I mean?
Okay, we're going to play some more of that.
Okay.
That was great.
Yes.
So I want to say congratulations on this new record.
Thanks, man.
And this is music from that record, right?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about the people that are on this record?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, really great guys. I mean, just people who I just sort of like what they do. And then I thought it would sound great together. Mm-hmm. You know, like I like Arabagan. I played with him, John Arabagan, for a while. And he's just very open and daring. Like, he'll just play. There's nothing that's off limits for him on the horn. And I love that about him.
He's kind of overrated. Oh, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I couldn't resist poking fun. But go ahead. Continue.
And I love Nadia Nordhaus.
Yes,
great
yes.
And
Nadia. Trumpet player, yeah.
And amazing person.
Super amazing. And, you know, I had never even heard of her or even heard her play. I was on a gig and someone said, man, have you heard this girl, Nadia, play horn? So then I went to her website and heard her playing. And I thought, man, that is exactly what I'm looking for this record. It would be super cool because she's very melodic. Uh-huh. and I don't know, her tone is full and it's subtle, but then it's strong, and it's really it's a real good balance to John too. I think they work really well together.
Such a warm sound and such a creative player, and she also has the roots in this folk feeling in her playing that I think works well with your music.
Yeah, and I recognize that too, like right away just hearing her tone. It's like, man, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. I mean, because she has like the jazz stuff I could hear, but I do hear sort of this sort of a, you know, the earthy sort of home vibe too, which I really love.
Yeah.
And then Nir Felder's on guitar, who's super killing and soulful. You know, I mean, he's very funky, like in an R&B kind of way. I really like that about his funk.
For sure.
Yeah, and, you know, super, you know, high facility. And all these people on the record are super nice. That's what I love about them.
Yeah.
It makes it easier as a band leader, doesn't it?
It does. It's super nice. I just can hang out. But let's see who else is in. Yasushi Nakamura is on bass.
Uh-huh.
And he, you know, I love his fire. He's kind of like the guy who keeps me playing. I mean, he has such a swinging style. When he's swinging, it's super swinging.
Right.
You know, and then he's on top of things. Like I play sort of like that. I'm sort of like always on top of stuff. Like, you know, not even tempo-wise, just idea-wise. And it's kind of like he kind of matches that with me. He's always kind of on top of things with me. So it's like it's super cool playing with him. And then Mimi Jones is on bass.
Mm-hmm.
And I just like her, too, because of her deep grooves. She kind of has, like, also, like, a folky sound to her playing as well. And, you know, and everyone can play the traditional jazz vibe. You know, but it's just something else that colors their playing beyond that. That was really what brought me to them, brought my attention to them. Sam, I just played with him too. I was on Linda's gig in Angola, and that's the first time I ever played with Sam on a gig, I think.
That would be Linda O.
Yes, Linda O. Linda O. But yeah, and so she was gracious enough to have me on her gig to go to Angola, but Sam was on it, and that's when I heard his playing too. And Sam is another guy, is, you know, another style of playing that I like. That's not any one thing. It's sort of just everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like it can be at any given moment. It just can sort of morph into whatever is going on in the music.
Talk about that a lot, like having been on the road together now for a little bit. You talk about that openness to all different styles and kind of references to music you've heard that may be from some unexpected source, and you know, using that as part of your vocabulary and your language. So I wonder, like, this record is really specifically, it's about Denver and your experience there. It's called 303,
mm-hmm.
which is the Denver area code. And, you know, is there a specific way you were thinking about evoking Denver in this recording?
Yeah, I mean, because basically I was just thinking of the whole sort of musical ideology and sort of foundation that I sort of developed in Denver, that I learned in Denver. because, you know, Denver was sort of, when I was growing up there, it was sort of heavy in a lot of different areas. There was a lot of different music going on. It was a jazz scene. There was an alternative rock scene. There was a metal scene. There's an R&B scene. I mean, there were so many different scenes going on. And the guys who I grew up under, Ron Miles, is like my mentor.
Mm.
You know, just playing with him, he was really into a lot of different styles of music as well. So, you know, like we would be playing a jazz tune and then we'd go into like some Prince groove, like Lady Cab Driver or something, just out of nowhere. And that was like normal for him. Like, you know, so it sort of opened me up to sort of learn to let music be what it is to me, like to not shun some change in the vibe of the music because it shouldn't happen, because it actually can happen. So just kind of let it happen. And so, you know, it's that whole kind of approach to the music, I think, that I learned in Denver is kind of what this record is paying tribute to. Not any specific kind of style of, you know, this is what music sounded like in Denver. No, it's just the idea of music is kind of free to do whatever you want it to do, and it's okay to actually do that.
Gangs of New York.
Yeah.
For example.
Like Gangs of New York. Did you see the movie Gangs of New York? When
I have, yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio is going to gather all the dead rabbits. I got to get the dead rabbits, man. But then there's this groove that happens. It's like, I don't know, it sounds like it's some kind of washboard or something in the soundtrack.
Mm.
But it's this groove, and that's the actual groove that I'm mimicking at the beginning of the tune on the brushes. You know, this tune is kind of one of those tunes. It's kind of like a mishmash of ideas. Like, I started out with that, and then I'm thinking, you know, Gangs of New York, not in the sense of Crips and Bloods, but in the sense of sort of rappers, sort of hip hop artists. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. and some of it just had to do with that kind of idea of hip-hop being sort of like gangs, different sort of little gangs in sound.
Mm.
So when I get to the end of it, and then we kind of starting to rock out, that the drum solo was kind of, at first, sort of based on like the vocal stylings of a rapper. You know what I mean? I'm sort of trying to speak. I don't know what I'm rapping. I don't have lyrics. You know what I'm saying? But it's just little moments of just hearing, you know, what I think a rapper would vocalize. And then I go off and start doing some drummy stuff. But then it starts to rock out, which is really cool. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I've heard you rap, and it,
yeah,
it goes some crazy places.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know,
it's like what you're talking about in the music. It's like a million references inside there, and they're all coming out in this unexpected way, and it's a lot like your playing, I would say, at least in my experience of it.
Yeah, and it was cool to do that because I kind of felt safe, because sometimes I don't know. You know, sometimes the way my thoughts are coming in music can be too much, I think, you know, sometimes. So when it was my thing, it's like, okay, well, you can just kind of do whatever you want to do. Let your thoughts flow. But in other contexts, I have to control it. You know what I mean? It's like, whoa. It's like you're not alone here. You have to kind of really make sure you're connecting with what's going on.
I wanted to ask you about that. You know, I've seen you and heard you in a bunch of different contexts, like J.D. Allen and Lindo's band. With Jerome Sabah, certainly Bill Frisell's trio, mm-hmm. and of course in Dave's band, and you play. Do you think that those leaders influence or affect how you play, or the musical situations that they present?
Man, I think I'm extremely blessed to play with the people who I play with, because their music sort of welcomes what I do. Like if I'm playing with Dave writes some tunes that are two chords, and it's the same thing for a while. We may just vamp this thing for a while, but inside of that thing, you can kind of do a lot of stuff. You can kind of do whatever you want, and it's okay to do that on the tune, because it's going to ground itself at some point in some other place. So I mean, that's perfect for me, because what I love to do is to be able to, you know, just create different moments in the music.
Yeah, in a way, I might even call it like different layers, you know, yeah. Melodic layers, rhythmic layers.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's really just sort of layers. And it's, I mean, because I don't necessarily play everyone's music the same, mm-hmm. but the idea, I think, applies to all of it. Playing with Dave, Matt's on piano, and he's like, it's like you really don't even need drums. Matt is creating so many different interesting things. I'm sort of just following him.
That would be Matt Mitchell.
Matt Mitchell.
That's okay.
And, you know, and Linda, you know, again, there's literally, I can play literally anything that I want. And Linda would not only know where I am, she understands what I'm actually doing. It's really crazy, but she's like super, super killer.
I love playing with you guys, and I learned so much from you and Linda and Matt. But I also feel like when I'm playing, when I'm up front, and I'm, whether it's a part or a solo or John and I are playing together, you know, I can put out a call. I can play something strong, and you guys are going to respond to it in some way or other. And even if your response is just to ignore it, I know that it's being heard and dealt with. You know, I'm like, okay, you know, this was the response that I got. Okay, fair enough. You know, everything is allowed, and the rhythm section is just constantly moving and shifting. Um, I noticed that you wrote a song for your daughter, right? That's
yeah.
on the record.
Yeah, there's like a lullaby on there for her. Good night, Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How old are they, your two kids?
Well, my son just turned 11. And Kenya is 7, but she'll be in 1 month and, 5 days, she'll be 8.
That's
so they're 8 and 11.
And yeah. she's probably heard, at the age of almost 8, heard more music than most people hear in
yeah.
over many years of going to gigs.
I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of this record, and it's coming out February, right?
Coming out
yes.
February 4th, yes.
Okay, very excited, and thank you for joining us on the podcast. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. See you guys soon.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care, Rudy. Thanks so much.
And love you guys.
Love you too.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Music from Rudy Royston, and a wonderful interview. Beautiful guy.
Amazing drummer. One of my favorite drummers.
Hello?
Drummond.
Yes.
Hey, Drummond. It's Michael and Dave.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. You just getting up?
Yes.
So, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most recent show you went to see? Music show?
I went to see a band called Periphery. They are metal. That was a great show.
What do you mean they're metal? They're made of metal?
Yeah, yes.
Huh.
They are. It's actually like a subgenre of metal called djent.
Djent, like G-E-N-T?
No, it's D-J-E-N-T, like, and it's supposed to be like the noise the guitar makes, like djent, djent, djent.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. We used to call it digga mm-hmm. diggas back in the day. So.
Really?
Yeah, but you know that was when it was thrash metal only.
Right.
So where did you see Periphery?
I went to The Chance in Poughkeepsie. It was kind of like a small venue. There wasn't that many people there, but that it was, you know, it was a market place.
Cool. That sounds like fun. We'll check it out.
Okay, thanks, man.
No problem, guys.
See ya.
Sir, you are listening to A Noise from the Deep, the Greenleaf Music Podcast. You are here with Dave Douglas and Michael Bates. And once again, one of the big components that you can partake in as listeners of A Noise from the Deep is getting in touch with us. And you can do that at
podcast. Send us an email.
Right? We want to hear from you. We really want to hear from you.
We've had some.
And actually, we had a great request recently.
Yeah, I got a listener mail email. Somebody asked if we could interview Kenny G for the show. And I don't know, maybe they were joking or maybe not.
Maybe not.
But I thought it was a wonderful idea. So we will try to reach out to Mr. G.
And I think he's going to be game.
And I think it would be a great interview.
That's my guess.
So send us your thoughts and comments. We also had a request to talk about music business and the record label and all that. Mm-hmm. So in a future podcast, we will do that. We haven't had the wittiest reviews just yet, but we're still waiting for your witty reviews that we can read on the show.
And that's going to generate free stuff from Greenleaf.
And send you free stuff. Exactly. Yeah. So, hopefully we'll be back both with Mr. G and
free stuff.
With free stuff. Thank you.